Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can do that. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, Aria, you're going to tell us a little bit about some of the latest news out of Russia that regarding Putin wanting to be called something besides president. We'll share that with you on the way here tonight. Plus, the war on weed continuing in California. But first, I do want to say send a thank you out to the producers behind HBO's new documentary series that I guess started last night. I hear it's airing after Westworld for the next 6 weeks. So it's a multi-part, hour-long, basically, 50-minute, hour-long per-part documentary series called The Anarchists.
I've heard really good things about it, but I haven't watched it yet, and I'm not sure whether or not I'm really going to, because, for one, I know, I personally know the people involved for the most part, so I know the story, and they're not getting any money off of it or anything like that, so it's... It's like I would just be giving money to HBO to be giving HBO money in order to watch it. Which, well, I do have an HBO Max account, so I'm giving them money anyway. But it's like, do I want to take the time out to actually watch this show that isn't actually doing anything to help my friends? I mean, it's not on their YouTube channels or anything like that, so it's not going to do any of them any favors for us to watch it.
I forgot that people still paid for media.
Well, I have.
If I can't torrent it, I don't watch it.
I have bill restrictions that prohibit me from torrenting. So,
well, I would say this: I did watch. There was a presentation with some of the local activists today, where it was viewed, and so I had the chance to see it, and I thought it was excellent. Yeah, of course, we're already voluntarists. We know what it means to believe in freedom. We understand the definitions and all that.
But it's not a hit piece, remarkably.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what's interesting about this series is. It was produced by somebody who is friendly to the libertarian or anarchist, if you prefer to use that term, viewpoint. And they're trying to correct the misinformation about the word anarchist, which is for so long one of my major objections to using it has been that people tend to think of bomb throwing and violence. And they address that right up front. I mean, it's like the first thing. In the first episode is they literally have video of somebody throwing a Molotov cocktail and they freeze frame it and they say, not that kind of anarchist. And then they talk about like peaceful.
Well, that kind of person isn't an anarchist, right?
No, that's what they say about themselves. Those people say they are anarchists and the news media says that they are anarchists.
I know, but trying to replace
this. There are different kinds of anarchists.
Well, no, the people who are using Molotov cocktails and violence to achieve their ends, they're just mini states. They want to be the next state. There's nothing anarchistic about that.
Well, you and I understand that, but most people don't.
Sadly.
And I think that is one of the sort of the main thrusts so far of this particular documentary series is to try to inform people differently about that particular subject.
Well, there's certainly a huge benefit in that, so maybe I will have to watch it just to encourage HBO to do more of the same.
Well, if not for that reason, just so you'll be able to comment on it and have an opinion about it, because it was interesting, it was well put together, and you know, I learned some things. I mean, you said you know a lot of the people involved, and I have met most of the people probably that they interviewed, but I don't know them. I mean, they live in... but some of them live in Acapulco. I think some of them have left Acapulco. I'm not sure. I think we're going to find that out over the series, like who's come and then who left and what happened while they were there, what happened with the shooting. I know that's coming. They've teased that one. They're already interviewing the young woman, one of the three people that were attacked by a hit squad, basically. So that's going to be coming up in later episodes in detail.
They've got to have drama.
They got the drama. It's coming. The drama's coming. They've already hinted that...
They must really be over the target.
They were the target.
In Acapulco, I wouldn't say so. It's just, in that case, they were targeted. And it'll be interesting to hear their way of telling this particular story, because we heard about it from the third person in the home that was shot up,
yes.
who survived it, one of two who survived.
But we talked about it on Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2 years ago.
I think we interviewed him about it, Jason Henza. He came there and told us the whole story, and it basically was like a jealous wannabe boyfriend who wanted it to take out a hit on his competition. That's
sadly
maybe what it boiled down to. So, I mean, that didn't have anything to do with them being over the target as far as the state or anything like that. It was just jealousy and a personal conflict.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
I was thinking, wow, we were excited about getting a little protest.
Because the anarchists in Acapulco, I don't think they ever had any belief. If they did, it would have been insane that they could change anything. I think
they're just trying to be free, like Mark's plan with his little things.
The Honduras thing that he's doing,
I mean, he's not trying to combat the state or anything like that. He's just trying to carve out a little freedom kingdom where he can be whatever he perceives as being free.
Correct. And for a time, Mark did consider moving to Mexico as well, and I think that the drama in Acapulco, or at least the perception of it, was probably a turnoff to him, and he wanted to find a more free place than Mexico. Mexico just seems to be like the default. Oh, it's close. Let's go there kind of thing.
He needs to strap an Acme rocket to his back.
Why is that?
Because he's the Wile E. Coyote of liberty.
Mark Edge.
Yeah.
And he was in this briefly. I was also briefly shown. They had some footage of Free Talk Live broadcasting from Anarchapulco. I think they might have interviewed us at one point, and maybe that'll come up later. It's been some number of years. So I just wanted to say thank you to the producers of The Anarchists for opening their series with a line from Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard that the very first line spoken in the series was from you, I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks.
What'd you say?
I don't remember.
From what I've heard, it's something along the lines of, we're here at Anarchapulco.
Yeah, just some
like
sort
that.
Of intro from the event where we were broadcasting. So it's going to be interesting. You know, they're getting into some of the personalities and their stories, and so we'll learn more as it develops. But I do recommend it if you are at all curious about anarchy and you want to get some different perspectives on it. You want to hear about people who moved elsewhere, right? Like, we talk a lot about New Hampshire and why people who care about liberty ought to concentrate here. This is showing an alternative perspective. This is the perspective of the expatriate, those who decided that they were not going to bother in the United States anymore, and they wanted to make an escape to Anarchapulco. And I think that what we're going to find is that people just don't get along real well, and that there were interpersonal conflicts.
There will always be.
Yep, just as there have been here in New Hampshire as well. When you move dozens of people to the same place, and I only say dozens because I'm pretty sure Anarchapulco's never had more than that, or in our case in New Hampshire, when you move thousands of people to the same place, it's inevitable that some people aren't going to get along.
And on the subject of New Hampshire, don't worry, people out there may be wondering, well, how come the Free State Project hasn't gotten one of these? Well, actually, it's called
We've
Free State.
Several.
Well, the latest one is called Free State, and there were people all over the Porcupine Freedom Festival recording and interviewing people for basically the Free State version of this HBO special.
Yeah.
So that's coming in the pipeline in the future.
I think the Free State one's probably going to be just a one-off documentary, hour and a half, 2 hour long thing.
The thing is,
it looks great.
Drama, it's so irrelevant because it's like 90% of the Free Staters could hate me, and I'd still have more anarchists to chill out with than I did in Michigan.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But I don't think the drama is irrelevant. And, the Free State projects, the Free State special may be a one-off special. It really depends on how much drama they can find here.
Mm-hmm.
They may find enough to be like, oh, we got to turn this into a mini series or whatever. One never knows. But, I mean, if you've got that drama, just like Tiger King, and it's crazy enough, you can get people to watch it, and it could be successful.
Yeah, and, I know the producer is interested in possibly selling the whatever it is that she cooks up. So maybe since HBO bought this first one from this other guy, maybe she'll be able to pitch it to HBO as sort of a follow-up.
I mean, ours has an FBI raid and everything. The drama is way up there in New Hampshire.
They could retitle it. Right, because if you sell the thing, they can change the name of it. It could be the Anarchists: Free State.
Yeah, or, like a sequel. Yeah, I like that.
So that'd be nice. The number here is 603-283-6160, but yeah, check out the Free State documentary as well. It doesn't exist yet, but there's like a 7 or 8 minute long promo trailer or sizzle reel, I think, as they call it, and I highly recommend, I'll see if I can get the website for you because it's there, freestatedoc.com. Very, very cool. Looks like it's going to be something pretty awesome. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us have here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. In fact, those features include archives that go back for years, and you can easily access those through our podcast feeds. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our podcast there. It's RSS feed. You copy the link, you put it into your favorite podcast client, or just use one of the existing options there and grab the show that way. And then you'll get episodes as they are released. Super easy to do that. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com to get started. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Daryl is on the line in Missouri. Go ahead, Daryl.
Taking the call, it's a, you know, you'd ask me what I was calling about. It's a sad day for liberty here in Missouri. I'm a candidate for Missouri U.S. Senate. I'm running against Eric Greitens, who is he's a 2013 recipient of the World Economic Forum. He's a young globalist, and they're portraying him as a Republican. And I'm running as a Republican, but I followed the Free State Project since about 2011.
Is your opponent the incumbent?
No, he's not the incumbent. He's resigning. That would be Matt Ryan.
Okay. So it's an open seat.
It's an open seat, and we have an old-time senator here, Jack Danforth, who's injected an independent to it, and Billy Long, he looks like Porky Pig. I got a tweet up on my Twitter, Missouri Battle Flag, which I never get any thumbs up or hearts.
So why were you calling our show tonight, Daryl?
Jeffrey Winehouse. Do you guys know about the shooting of Jeffrey Winehouse in Missouri?
There have been so many shootings, you know, especially by the police, it's hard to really track them all. Who shot him?
Some of your listeners might remember the cop block, and it was in Missouri, and Jeffrey was shot by the Missouri Highway Patrol, and it turns out that the officer that shot him, Henry Folsom, in legal evidence that came out where he tried to get his job back. They said he was defective and he failed a drug test. He was on Adderall and Prozac when he shot Jeffrey.
Wow.
And he told stories that he worked for the CIA and he said the next guy that pulled his wallet out quickly, he would shoot him, and Jeffrey got shot. He had shot someone and killed them years prior to shooting Jeffrey, and was on Adderall and Prozac for PTSD, and I don't hit the guy for that. But I hit the Missouri
Adderall and Prozac for PTSD?
They don't want to give people Prozac something like shrooms that could actually cure these things.
I advocate for mushrooms. I do. That's on my, if you go to my Twitter, you'll see a thing I advocate for, the things I oppose and things I advocate. I do have mushrooms on there for PTSD, I think.
So the cop killed this guy? Shot him to death?
No, he didn't kill Jeffrey. They gave him 30 years for... They gave Jeffrey Winehouse 30 years for attempted murder on Henry Folsom, the guy that was on Adderall and Prozac.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I'm following this. Hold on. Folsom, the cop, shot Winehouse, and the guy who got shot by the cop ended up in prison for 30 years?
Yeah, and he calls me every day from prison. And Jeffrey was wearing an early spy watch. You know who Gavin Syme is? Gavin Syme advocated for him for a long time.
Yeah, Gavin Syme is actually an expatriate who's moved to Mexico. That ties into our first segment.
And I really attacked him for that at the time, and I have to repent. I gave him a lot of hate for leaving, but the situation that I found myself in over a property, and you can find that out at my YouTube channel, Missouri Battle Flag, the videos I've been told are...
Yeah, like so I have to ask, this guy, Winehouse, was he convicted or did he take a plea deal?
Yes, he was convicted, and today the governor denied his clemency.
Oh, man.
See, this is the problem with the jury system, right? Everyone thinks that a jury can give you a fair trial or anything like that. No,
your latest videos are for
a jury can give you a fair trial.
True, yeah, but they're not likely. That's not the way people work, right?
So
that's not the way people are brainwashed. We know, as people who are awake or red pilled, that a fully informed jury has all the information and can nullify the government's law. And the government's, you know.
But yeah, but people are still emotional, panicky little things. I don't think the average person has the constitutional fortitude to actually be fair and unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
They don't have me on the Kansas City radio. They hang up on me and they say it's Daryl the cop hater because I call for accountability and fair treatment of everyone.
Wow. Which, do you have like a campaign website you want to plug?
I just have a Facebook and a Twitter. I'm actually not allowed to participate in the debate tonight because I don't have enough money. I don't have a forward-facing website. And they said I'm uninvited along with 12 other candidates. I suspect.
All right. Well, what's your last name, Daryl, so people in Missouri can learn about you?
It's Daryl McClanahan, Missouri Battle Flag.
Daryl with one R, two R's. How do you spell Daryl?
Two R's and two L's.
Two R's, two L's. Good luck, Daryl. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for the heads up on the cop shooting, one of an innumerous number of shootings. It's really depressing. To continually report on people just being wholesale murdered and slaughtered by corrupt cops across the country.
That's what police do, though. I mean, they are, as the video that you're posting to our Odyssey channel, in the Free Kings Odyssey channel in the near future suggests, you know, that's what cops do. They show up, and all too often, they kill people.
And almost never are held actually accountable for it in any way.
And they're never your friends. Cops are never there to help or anything like that. My house recently got egged. The neighbors called the cops. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm proud to say the cops didn't even bother to talk to me.
Because they knew you wouldn't talk to them.
Right. So, yay. I mean, because it wouldn't have done any good. Worst outcome, I mean, they managed to find these teenagers and they charged them for, you know, being teenagers, essentially. And then they got this hanging over their heads. That's not worth it. Right? Mm-hmm. Or they show up and they shoot the five kids or whatever. There's no telling with cops.
That'd be bad. Let's go to your calls. More with now Dave Ridley on the line from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Oh, say can you bleed by Bataan's Daily Smite.
Okay.
It's easy for you.
But I was calling about something else. The candidacy of Lily Tang Williams running for U.S. Congress in New Hampshire. I'm a little vague on whether she's typically a free stater or whether she's just someone that's at Pork Fest.
Lily Tang Williams is, as I understand it, a Free State Project participant. She is noteworthy in a lot of ways because she gets a lot of national press. She's been on Tucker Carlson. She's been interviewed by the Epoch Times or whatever, various different online and actual broadcast sources. And that's because she's got a long history of advocating for liberty. She moved to the United States from China. She was there, you know, in some of the worst of China's history, and she managed to get out, and then she moved, I think, to Colorado at some point, lived there for a while, and heard about the Free State Project somehow, and ended up moving out here. I believe she lives just down the street from Jay Noon, and is pretty principled.
She's like pretty awesome.
She's a firecracker, for sure. Like, she definitely understands what freedom's all about. Dave, I know you had something to say about her, so stand by. We'll continue here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. She has run for office in Colorado, but I believe this is her first outing for, you know, running for office in New Hampshire, and she's running for a U.S. rep seat, and there's probably, like, at least half a dozen people that are running against her, so it's going to be a tough race. There's more coming up here. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is bracing for some bad economic numbers this week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned that food and gas prices will probably be elevated when the latest consumer price index comes out on Wednesday. President Biden is set to start a trip to the Middle East Tuesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the trip comes at an important time in history for that region.
This trip will reinforce a vital American role in a strategically consequential region. And also, it will reinforce that our role is different today than it was 20 years ago on the eve of the war in Iraq.
Many Republicans believe that the president's trip to the Middle East makes him look weak and believe the president plans to ask the Saudis to pump more oil. The Dow losing 164 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden takes a victory lap after signing a gun control bill into law late last month.
President Biden, outside the White House Monday morning, praised new gun control measures in the wake of recent shootings. Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate also back in session in Washington. Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is praising the Supreme Court's recent ruling, which kicks abortion rights back to each state. This as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, announces he has COVID. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. And I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. In fact, we were talking about the new documentary series on HBO entitled The Anarchists. And the founder of Bitcoin.com is included in that series, Roger Ver, has a few clips of him speaking from the very earliest Anarchapulco event. And it seems like the documentary series is going to focus on Anarchapulco and the migration of people down to Acapulco as far as anarchist types moving there. It's going to be pretty interesting. But Bitcoin's going to become, I think, a feature of this as well. I was looking at some of the posts online and, you know, from the producer or whoever it was that was behind the film or the series, and Bitcoin was certainly mentioned. So
Well, how could it not be?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Of course. It didn't really play into this first episode very much, but I think it is. I think it got a mention or two, but that's coming. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can begin your process of learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get your first wallet set up, and then maybe get some crypto. Yeah, the price is quite a ways down from its peak that it hit in the last year, so it might be a good opportunity. But the first thing you want to do is start learning, and click Get Started at the top of Bitcoin.com to do that. You can also get their news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Dave Ridley. You were calling in about one of the political candidates, Lily Tang Williams. She is a Chinese escapee. She got out from Red China and came to the United States and became a libertarian, from what I can tell, a pretty hardcore, voluntarist kind of libertarian.
People I know and trust speak very highly of her. I don't know her positions or her beliefs that well. I know she's anti-communist and that she's a free stater, or she's at least affiliated with the Free State Project, at least to the extent that I am.
I'm pretty sure she's a signer, and she moved here for the Free State Project.
But, like, State Rep Matt Santanastasso and you and Jay Noon and all of these other people speak very highly of her. So when Matt came around with signs for her, I was like, hell yeah, throw one in my yard. Right.
So what about her, Dave?
Wait, no, I don't. I'm not very familiar with her. I do not have enough information to vouch for her yet.
I figured that you didn't know her because you said in the last segment that you didn't seem too familiar with her. So.
Correct. And obviously, you know, when people run for Congress, especially if they win, it tends to be, you know, they never seem to stay in Congress and be a good person, right? It doesn't seem. It's only happened to one or two people in history, it seems like. So,
well, the power definitely corrupts. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we've certainly seen libertarians come here, purported anarchists, come here to New Hampshire and get elected to even weak seats like State House and seemingly lose their minds. So it is certainly possible, and it doesn't seem like many people are immune to that.
It does seem rare, though, for free staters, at least in the State House here. I mean, most of them that I'm aware of, they stayed true to libertarianism even after being elected.
But at the same time, Arya, they're not putting forth principled bills like, okay, let's abolish government schools.
Okay,
let's
true.
End the war on drugs. Let's end, you know, property taxes, things like that. They're not touching
some of them do.
I think it might be a good time for an end of the war on drugs.
It's always a good time for that.
Bill. But, you know, it makes some sense to me. Not to put in bills that are too extreme without a particular purpose for doing it.
Well, the purpose is you end the war on drugs.
And you normalize the idea, right? It's going to sound extreme.
But you're not
going to
do that if the bill doesn't pass.
But will get a conversation started.
That's exactly it, right? If no matter how extreme it is, it's going to get people talking about it. The first time they hear about it, it's going to sound crazy and extreme.
And
but the
pass.
Second time, the third time, the fourth time, this was the whole idea of the secession bill that we helped... that Dave Ridley helped bring forward to the New Hampshire House this past session was, we didn't expect it to pass. It would have been great.
We knew it wasn't going
to
pass, yeah.
But it got people talking about the idea of secession.
They're still talking about it. This video, by the way, that I've just finished uploading to our Odyssey channel, the Free Keen Odyssey channel, which is video.freekeen.com, I've got two videos up. There's the full hour-long, all the speeches from the stage. It was this anti-Free State Project rally that happened here in Keene over the weekend where dozens attended. So I got the full...
In Soviet America, government... protest you.
That's what's happening in Keene and in New Hampshire, but not anywhere else. But
well, it's Keene. I mean,
but
come
it's,
on.
But it's also been happening elsewhere in New Hampshire. It's just Keene has been the largest of these things. Elsewhere, it's been maybe three or four or five people at most. Here, they had about 30 attendees, according to my count.
Yeah.
But the full unedited speeches are there, so anybody that wants to see exactly what was said, you know, unedited from the stage, there's only one battery change. That's the only clip in the whole thing. That's
the edited version is so much better, though.
Oh, of course it is. And then the edited version, you can see the most outrageous things and the sort of the biggest unintentional endorsements that we had from the stage. I don't even remember why I was talking about that, but it was, you know, pretty cool. You should check it out.
I mean, anyway, some of these people have no business being public speaking. Right?
Up to 20.
Some of them just got up there, they read essays they had written. Some of them just spoke in monotone. I was like, this is the best the Democrats can conjure up for their protest is these monotonous, boring, droll individuals?
Mostly elderly.
Well, the best president they could come up with is a senile child.
We'll talk about that
but
later.
But he's at least entertaining. None of these people were.
Go ahead, Ridley.
Anyway, the part that I called to talk about was recently a publicity stunt for Lily Tang Williams.
Are you talking about the skydiving?
Yeah, but they got up in a plane and carried Lily Tang Williams signs and jumped out of the plane, and they got a video of it.
That was Matt Santanastasso and I think his brother as well. Cool. Matt is a state rep, and I believe his brother is running for state rep.
That's right. Yeah, Matt Santanastasso, of course, was one of the two state reps who were spearheading. I would say he was the most of the reps spearheading the secession.
He and Mike Sylvia.
Correct.
For sure.
But Matt was the first to kind of like be
That's
on
true.
Board
yeah.
with it, and then we brought Mike Sylvia on as the sort of the senior legislator who'd been around the block a handful of times. And so, yeah, Matt Santanastasso is a great activist. And then again, that ties back into this weekend where they actually had anti-Santanastasso signage at this protest. So you know when they're protesting a specific rep because of secession. That's why they're going after him, unlike anyone else. Oh, yeah, that's why I brought up the event, because secession was mentioned from the stage on, I believe, more than one occasion.
They mentioned CACR 32 a number of times.
Yeah, so they're still talking about that, Ridley, and it's really a lot of it's thanks to you for kind of getting that ball rolling last year.
Well, thank you.
All right, man. Anything else you want to say?
That is all.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. So I guess he was pretty impressed by the jumping out of a plane for a candidate.
Is he still there by any chance? Because I'm curious if Lily Tang Williams has a campaign. I know it's on her Twitter. And because Matt, when he I'm going skydiving with him in the near future,
oh,
but
wow.
He ended up sending me the video of it. And it's so awesome, Matt. Awesome rock music to it. And, you know, he was trying to skydive and get someone, you know, holding a camera, watching him holding the Lily Tang Williams signs and all that. But, you know, air pressure being what it is, the sign just, like, exploded.
Oh, my God.
It's really entertaining, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
He clearly didn't expect, I would have really thought that part of it through as well, that, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out, you know, holding this sign, and it's going to effectively act like a mini parachute, and it's going to fly out of my hands. It got ripped in half, I think, by the air pressure. It's a great video. Absolutely worth watching.
Is it on her social media?
It's on her Twitter, and I'm not sure off the top of my head what that is. If she has a campaign site, I'd love to hear about it so I can promote that instead.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she has a website. Just offhand, I don't know what it is. Lily Tang Williams, interesting character, and again, a Free State Project mover. And that's what happens with this migration, is success breeds success. Lily is one of the newer movers. She's come within the last half a decade or so. She bought a house here, so she's settled in. Brought her family up as well. And the more people like her, the more effective activists who are willing to get out there and put it on the line and do something for freedom, the more people are going to hear about what happens here in New Hampshire, the more libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, liberty-loving people are going to migrate here, and the successes are just going to build on each other, and these statists are going to go away. They can't handle it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio here tonight. You can bring up anything that is on your mind. We do have a rule, though. We don't have a lot of rules on Free Talk Live, and there is a rule of one call per night. If you didn't feel like you got enough time to say what you wanted to say, well, that's okay. We're here 7 nights per week. And you can
We also have the social media server. Yep. We have the chat server. We have all kinds of... You can sit there and spam on our Facebook page all day and night, and we don't care. Do it.
Yeah, go at it. In fact,
you
mentioned the social media. That's social.freetalklive.com. You can head over there and sign up for an account, and it's free. It's a self-hosted server, not run by some sort of mega tech corporation. Head over to social.freetalklive.com. So let's see. We've just been taking phone calls here so far tonight. We really didn't get into any show prep yet, but there's all kinds of interesting stuff to discuss, including... Aria, you have a story about Putin on the way, but first, we'll get into what's happening in California. Reason Magazine with a report on the war on cannabis continuing in California. A lot of people just think that that's been over since, you know, the mid-1990s when California had a ballot measure to legalize medicinal cannabis, which, of course, led later to legalizing actual cannabis for recreational purposes. And turns out that the war ain't over. According to a recent press release, according to Reason.com from the U.S. Department of Justice, Californians can sleep a little easier thanks to the brave work of federal and local cops who dismantled a criminal organization in San Diego County. Ryan Corner, the
define criminal.
They will. The special agent in charge
criminal
of...
Criminal is what the pigs are doing.
I know, but they won't admit that.
The IRS Criminal Investigation Office says the gangsters who pleaded guilty to federal felonies last week didn't care, quote, how their actions negatively impact innocent people, the community, or our society.
All of which is fundamentally false. Drugs in and of themselves don't do any of that. And if they were, you know, legal, the harm would be drastically reduced. The main problem with the drug war isn't the drugs, it's the enforcement of the drug war.
The thing is, if a chemical isn't useful, it's perfectly legal. I mean, you can go buy Clorox, but if you drink it, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not the most dangerous chemicals that they outlaw. It's the most useful one.
Yeah, no, caffeine, alcohol in particular, is nicotine, they're both completely legal.
And very deadly.
And extremely addictive.
Chula Vista Police Chief Roxana Kennedy says those criminals, quote, pose a significant health and safety hazard to the public, especially our youth, unquote. But not to worry. The undersheriff...
But Pfizer is totally okay and not posing any sort of health dangers to people.
Yeah, make sure you get your next dose, because now they're going to be telling people they need to get a Pfizer or Moderna shot once every 9 months, apparently.
See, I was just thinking
Ain't
about...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I was just thinking about the opiate crisis and the fact that these pharmaceutical companies have been pimping doctors and enticing them to prescribe more painkillers and more nerve pills and things like that in order to create an addictive
sure.
population because, you know, lifelong customers are lifelong customers.
Lifelong profits, too,
yes.
For the corporation. So the undersheriff of the San Diego County Sheriff's Department has declared that, quote, East San Diego County is safer today because of this hard work.
Did they take the day off afterward? Because that would definitely make it safer.
The FBI special agent in charge, Stacy Moy, their San Diego field office, wants you to know that, quote, the FBI is committed to keeping our community safe from the vast array of violent crimes and criminal activity which accompanies these illegal establishments.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Since the end of Prohibition, I haven't read a single story where an executive at Bacardi has had an executive at Seagram's whacked. So, apparently, it's not the actual chemical that causes the violence. It's the government that causes the violence.
Mm-hmm.
And Prohibition caused the biggest crime wave in American history until they came up with the bright idea of the war on drugs. And the war on drugs said, hold my beer and watch this.
Are they actually accusing these people of any sort of violent crime?
No.
Or are they just leaving the suggestion out there that, oh, well, they were selling drugs illegally and therefore there must have been violent crime?
They were selling marijuana illegally.
One of the easiest drugs to get and one of the least linked to violent crime.
At what a being described as illegal establishments. So according to the story here,
is a pot legal in California?
Yes, it is.
Okay, but they weren't
licensed.
You got it.
Okay.
It's monopoly enforcement.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This sort of suggests that the FBI, the federal government, is actually going to turn a blind eye to the legalization industry, into the legal pot industry.
Well, they have thus far, for the most part.
That's right.
Yeah, but they haven't come out and done anything so obvious at this point, to my knowledge, that made it clear that, yes, there...
No, there's been a policy, I think, since the Barack Obama administration, that the federal enforcers, the DEA, the FBI, they will not enforce on states with legalization policies. And that's because I don't think they want to go to court. You know, like, they know they could, because it's still illegal federally, so they know they could.
And the Civil War, you know, taught the states and the federal government how the hierarchy works.
But they would still, if the person didn't take a plea deal, whoever the person selling the cannabis was, then they'd have to go to a jury of people who would be coming from the state in which that happened, and they would have to argue to that jury that even though the voters of the state, in most cases, because in most cases it wasn't done legislatively, certainly out west it was all done through the ballot process, they would then have to convince a jury of people who, many of whom probably voted to legalize marijuana, to send this person to prison. So I don't think they want to do that.
You know, I really think that the gun and abortion issues are two issues, one for the left and one for the right, where we should be reaching out and talking jury nullification.
Sure.
Because in both cases... it's an issue where they are absolutely adamant And it seems like the most likely areas where they would actually use jury nullification for something they believe in.
Yeah, if you can actually get somebody to go to trial, because it's just so hard to find defendants that are willing to risk going in front of a jury. And I don't blame anyone for
that. Well, the government's scary,
man. Yeah, I don't blame anyone for doing that, for taking a plea. But I remember the last time I used to do jury nullification outreach here in Keene, New Hampshire, every single month. I did it for more than a decade. So I hit whatever trials were there. But there were some times where it would literally be 2 months in a row where there were no jury trials.
Because people were taking plea deals.
Yeah, because there was not a single jury for which to select jurors, so they just sent the jurors home. They told them, don't come in. So I would show up at the courthouse, and no one was there except for the security agents at the courthouse. I'd say, hey, is there a trial or anything? No, there's no trial. I'd check the docket just to make sure, and nothing going on. So
that's what happened. The only time I was ever summoned for a jury, I was like, all right, great, a time to...
Where was this? Down south?
Mississippi. I was like, great, a chance to actually be a positive influence in someone's life. Because unless this person, committed a violent crime, I was going to say not guilty no matter what they did, as long as it wasn't violent. But, unfortunately...
You never made it.
Never made it. Took a plea deal. You would have gotten off if I was on that jury.
This is one of the other nice things about New Hampshire. Now, this doesn't apply to federal court, but in New Hampshire state court, you can talk about jury nullification. It is actually something you can bring up in court, and they cannot stop you from discussing it with the jury, which is very interesting.
You can't bring that up in federal court?
Oh, no.
Why not?
No, you can't. And for most state courts, you can't bring it up there either.
Seems like they would need some sort of legal framework that they could point to and say, this is why you can't discuss that. I mean, if they want to have a fair trial, fine.
The judge just throws it out. I don't know what the excuse is.
But that means I have the right to offer up whatever defense I think is fairest to me.
Tell that to Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah. I wish I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could. Oh, no, you're on bail conditions, so you couldn't write Ross.
Why not?
Because you're out on bail, so I think they would block you from that.
That's unfortunate.
So they are going after illegal marijuana selling establishments. The cannabis industry, according to Reason magazine, remains completely...
Unlicensed businesses is what they mean.
Yes. Remains illegitimate in the eyes of the federal government. That means anyone who grows or distributes marijuana in California, even with the state's approval, is committing federal felonies every day. But even though Joe Biden wants to keep it that way, he has promised not to interfere with states that reject marijuana prohibition. So why are the feds not only busting marijuana merchants in California, but doing so in collaboration with local law enforcement agencies?
It's amazing that even in the areas where the liberals are right, Biden insists on being wrong.
The explanation, as you may have surmised, is these particular marijuana merchants were breaking state law as well as federal law. Their businesses were not just illegal, but also unlicensed.
That's what made them illegal, though.
That's what we'll get into coming up here in moments. The war on cannabis continuing in California, and you can weigh in here as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. hearing that, Scribe.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.